Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Liebowitz.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have a wonderful, wonderful show for you today with our guests in studio for a change. I know you guys must be getting a little tired. I've been having a lot of people on the phone lately. But yeah, I actually got some good local New Yorkers with me here in studio. And we'll introduce you to them in just a moment. I'm sure you're all anxiously awaiting their quotes of the day. Let's see what the universe and Abraham has in store for us today. Let's start off with the universe. There is no choice you've ever made, nor any you will ever make, that will limit you as much as you fear, as may fear, nor even limit you at all. How cool is that? The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in The Universe, talking about the lack of limitation in the universe. And remember, making a choice is different from making a decision. To decide is to cut off possibilities. But when you make a choice, you can always make a different choice if you change your mind. And let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. The entire universe is set up to produce wanting within you. You cannot squelch wanting. You are born wanters. Wanting is a good thing. Write that down in big letters. Wanting is a very good thing, Abraham. Now, this can be a very controversial quote because Abraham takes a very different view of manifestation than many spiritual teachers, that manifestation is not a bad thing. It's not something to run away from. It's not something to hide from. But it is actually the unfoldment of the universe. And the more things we want, the more rockets of desires that we launch, the more incredible new stuff gets brought into existence. And that's why we're here. We're here not to escape reality or to escape Maya, as some people would like to say, but to bring a more, I don't know, enlightened perspective to manifestation, to learn how to live as conscious manifestors, conscious wanters, conscious creators, right? You are all my conscious co-creators out there. That's why we start off that way. And by being conscious in what we're creating, we have the choice to create something of a greater nature, of a higher vibration, if you will, something that will bring more joy, more expansion to the universe. And I'm a big believer that, yes, this manifestation is not necessarily something to escape from, but is something to help us to infuse with more conscious spirit, that it, we can really bring heaven on earth by bringing our spirit into this earth as well. So, two wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham, and of course, as apropos as ever for our guests today. And today we have a very special show with three guests in studio with us today. We have Eric Brumette, Sarah Faith Brumette, and Tara Greenway, who are all Master Theta Healing practitioners and instructors who together have co-founded Theta Healing NYC, which is a wonderful healing center and Theta Healing School here in Manhattan. Together, they have a combined experience of over 30 years of Theta Healing practice and teaching, and they have seen, as many Theta Healers have, incredible transformations in the lives of literally thousands of clients and students that have come through their school. Eric, Sarah, Tara, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello.
All right. I'll let you guys out there, we're going to have to guess who is who, though. Though hopefully you can pretty much guess who Eric is.
So, I hope so.
And there he goes. Okay, identified, Eric. So, okay, Eric, we'll start with you then. I always like to give a little context with which people who don't know my guests give you a little bit of background. So how did you happen to become a healer in general, and then we can talk a little bit about becoming an actual Theta healer. I mean, when you were like a little boy running around when the other kids wanted to be firefighters and policemen, did you say, Mommy, I want to be a healer when I grow up?
Thank you for having us, by the way.
You're quite welcome.
So, yes, for me, in the sense of my life purpose of coming in as a healer, I was born into a community that was very conducive of healing and alternative health and spiritual practices.
One of the lucky ones, eh?
Yeah, I definitely was very, very blessed in my surroundings. And so growing up, being exposed to many different techniques, I was always very open. And then as I grew up and went into my adolescence and I started to explore life, and I ended up running into my own health issues, which, as many people are come into their life path, it was actually through that sense of need of transformation and feeling stuck and feeling depressed. And so when I was 19, I was diagnosed as a diabetic, and I was dealing with a lot of depression and health issues from the passing of my father in my teens. And yeah, it was a real
so you're having
transformation.
Just a couple of challenges there physically.
Yeah, I definitely some massive challenges in my life. I was not knowing what direction to go. I was really questioning life in general. And I was working with an acupuncturist at the time, and acupuncturist was very helpful, but there was a lot of things that we weren't able to really make any real life changes with.
Okay.
And she told me about this woman named Vianna Steibel, the founder of Theta Healing. And I ended up having my first session in 2000 with her. And from that one session, my life completely transformed.
Ah, so you had a chance to actually meet the founder of this work at a pretty young age and pretty early sort of in your healing career.
Well, Vianna was actually in Idaho, her hometown, and my session was over the phone. Yeah, so I knew nothing of what Theta Healing was.
So it was a distance session.
Yes, it was a half-hour session over the phone. I got on the phone with this woman. I had no idea what she was doing, and she was asking me these questions and having me say these statements and see if my body was rocking forward and backwards, and asking me, would you like to change this? Can I activate your DNA? And all these different things. And I was like going along with it, not knowing what was going to have any effects on. And then after that, I started to really feel different. Over the next few nights, I ended up having these dreams of transformations happening on the planet. I was seeing these columns of light being born all over the planet. And all of a sudden, each day as I wake up, I felt my depression lift. All of a sudden, all of my health conditions started to strip away. And I had this inspiration come into me of having a sense of purpose. And so shortly after that, I ended up going and taking the first Theta Healing class, and then went on to become a teacher that following summer. And it eventually brought me through to moving to New York from California and starting a practice. And
So you actually experienced the healing for yourself, not really knowing what it was, and in a relatively short amount of time, saw tremendous transformation in your own life.
Yeah. I find many people experience that it's their own struggles and feeling stuck in their life that that forces them to look at things, and many people come to Theta Healing for that purpose.
How about you, Tara?
Well, exactly what Eric just said. I came into Theta Healing first because I was in pain. I started getting migraines in my 20s, and they kept getting worse and worse, more and more frequent. Throughout my 30s, I tried just about everything, all kinds of alternative techniques. I actually was using Western medicine also, and I was very thankful for it because it was the, you know, prescription medication that was getting me out of the pain. And so that worked, but I wanted to not have the pain in the first place. And the doctors were saying, oh, well, did your mother have migraines? Yes. Did your grandmother have migraines? Yes. And then they would just kind of shake their heads. They're the tiniest bit. But I never believed that head shake. I knew that there must be a way to get out of this pain. I hadn't always been in it, for one thing. And I just believed that it must be showing me something else. And I liked all the different techniques I was trying. Mm-hmm. Some of them would work for a few weeks or even a couple of months, but then the migraines would return in full force.
Okay.
So I found Theta Healing and it started working. It did not work for me in one session. It does for some people produce an instantaneous healing in one session. I had a lot of different things going on. You know, it was some hormonal stuff, some physical stuff. It was also a lot of beliefs. So we're going to talk a little bit more later about beliefs.
Definitely.
I had a big belief that I needed to suffer to be close to God. And I would have gone through anything for God, except God never asked me to do that.
Right.
Didn't need to do that.
Funny how we're willing to do all kinds of things that for quote unquote God that
We were not asked to.
That are purely our own beliefs.
So Theta Healing, I love that about Theta Healing, that it teaches us over and over that we can be in direct connection with God without having to suffer, without having to really do much of anything, without having to meditate for an hour or take 4 years of courses or, you know what I mean? So Theta Healing really worked for me and I started...
Over what period of time? How long did it
take? It actually took a few months.
A few months, okay.
Yeah, which seems like a long time when you're trying to get out of pain, but I was looking at it from the perspective of, gosh, it's been 15 years.
Exactly.
Give it
a few more months, right? Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. This is working. I could tell, I could feel it, you know?
Yeah.
And almost as soon as I started taking, I was actually already doing another healing technique called NDT, New Decision Therapy, but I knew that Theta Healing was kind of a broader spectrum, deeper kind of healing that I liked. NDT is totally cool. All kinds of healing techniques are really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was really for me. This was a deeply spiritual technique, Theta Healing. And so I started taking the classes. And just like Eric said, you start to receive it. You start to feel totally different. You take classes, you get clients, and then you start teaching classes yourself.
Yeah.
So it was a wonderful journey.
Wonderful. And finally, Tara. I mean,
that's
Sarah. I'm going to get confused too. Hi.
Yeah.
How about you? How did you get brought to this work?
I mean, similarly to my fine co-partners here, I was dealing with my own health issues. And I had graduated high school and I was moved out of my parents' house. And I was dealing with depression. I was feeling lost. I also was carrying a lot of extra weight and I was dealing with my own insecurities, my own self-esteem issues. And I really was desiring love in my life. So I came to Theta Healing to work primarily on those issues.
Right.
And within the first session, my depression lifted and I felt connected to a spirit, connected to God. And then within my next session, I actually worked on my self-esteem and my relationship to love and finding partnership. And through changing one specific belief, the next 2 weeks, I actually met my first real love and had this beautiful experience. So that really showed me that the technique gets to these very deep levels and transforms our relationship to the world and to what we experience, what we draw into our lives. And so then I started to take the classes and start to work through many of these other layers that I was facing and was able to release weight, was able to work on my digestive issues, my skin issues, and have come through the other side.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So it's very nice having the three of you. It's really sort of three different experiences from like almost instantaneous to a short period of time to a longer period of time, showing how like, you know, there's not one size fits all. It's not anything works exactly the same for everybody. It's always a little bit different. So we're going to go out to take a commercial break. When we come back, let's just deal with some foundational stuff. What is Theta Healing? How is it different from other healing techniques? And we'll get into really what the work's all about.
Sounds great.
Wonderful.
Great.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
On a New Year's Day, and I've done Scotland on a motorbike. So how can you say that I'm not perfect for you?
And welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And this hour, we have a special panel of Theta Healers from the founders of the Theta Healing NYC, a school of Theta Healing. So got a bit of your backgrounds. Why don't we talk about, and actually, Sarah, I'll stay with you since you had the least amount of time last segment. What exactly is Theta Healing?
Well, theta healing is a mind-body technique that utilizes going into the theta brainwave in order to change our lives on a spiritual, physical, and emotional level.
Okay, great. Now, I'm a big believer in keeping things simple. So what do you mean by a theta brainwave?
So we have different brain states, beta, alpha, gamma, and one of the primary states that we use is the theta wave.
Okay.
So the theta wave is a very expansive state. When you reach this state, it's actually where you reach your creative input, where you receive creativity. It also is the state where you feel connected to all things. It's kind of like that experience when you walk up to the top of a mountain and you feel connected to God. You feel connected to all things.
So this is like the state, like if we're doing a meditation practice and we get into a very deep state of meditation, that would be a theta state?
Absolutely. And it's known traditionally for you reach this state after hours and hours and hours of meditation.
Right,
and
right.
What we've done in Theta Healing is that the founder actually developed a very simple and easy visualization process that gets you into the theta brainwave incredibly quickly.
I see. And so, Eric, by going into this theta state, does this make like the ability to do energetic healing more effective or easier or what?
So the theta state is what Sarah was talking about, that creative place.
Right.
And what we're doing in the technique is imagining connecting with all things and imagining connecting with all things as interconnected energy. And so when you get into that state and your brain goes into a theta state rather than going within as a meditation, which gets you to an alpha state, we are actually imagining expanding out and to connect.
Okay.
And so once you have reached that place of connection, what in essence what you're doing is you're opening up that quantum field. You're opening up to all possibilities.
I see.
And then what you do while maintaining the theta state is what the technique is specifically about.
I see.
We put it into a formula that is putting it into a wording that is similar to a prayer. It's uh-huh. It's we reference it as a command okay. that then focuses that creative theta brainwave onto something specific changing. If it's a program, if it's a health issue, if it's a genetic.
And just to be clear, is this the practitioner is in the theta state or is the client in the theta state or both?
Primarily the practitioner okay. is in the theta state. They're the one going through mm-hmm. the process of going into theta.
Mm-hmm.
Yet cell talks to cell. And mm. when we are working with somebody, it is meant to be that sense of process. So
right.
you'll find that a lot of the times the client will also be going into at least that meditative state of an alpha wave.
I see.
A lot of the times, because of that shared space,
mm-hmm.
they will also be going into theta, which is ideal.
Gotcha.
And one of the wonderful things about theta is that we're actually not creating the healing ourselves. When we're going into that theta brainwave, as Sarah and Eric just said,
mm-hmm.
we are connecting with all that is, and then we are simply observing the healing.
Ah, I see. So, yes, as is with most healing, it's not we're us, our ego, our individual self saying, "Ooh, I'm healing you." It's more, in this case with theta healing, it's more, okay, I'm observing the healing happening in you that's actually coming from a greater place.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And Tara, is theta healing a hands-on or hands-off technique or both?
It's actually a hands-off technique.
Okay.
There are a lot of techniques that are really wonderful that are hands-on energy healing.
Right.
Sometimes we talk about theta healing in with energy healing techniques, mm-hmm. but if we want to get technical, it's not energy healing because we okay. are just observing the creator of all that is, that mm-hmm. energy that runs through all things, that mm-hmm. unconditional love energy.
Mm-hmm.
We are just observing that do an instantaneous healing, as Eric mentioned, from the quantum field, simply making a different manifestation from the quantum field.
Mm.
So we're not manipulating energy with our hands like
right.
Reiki does very effectively.
Right.
Polarity therapy. There are several techniques out there that work with hands-on
right.
healing mm-hmm. touch and reflexology. And these things all feel really good, actually.
Yeah.
And then there's other techniques that do focus more on, they call it the energy field, like Barbara mm-hmm. Brennan and Donna Eden,
mm-hmm.
very effectively focus on the energy field that's coming closer to what theta healing does.
Right.
But really what we're doing is, as Sarah said, it's this incredibly simple, quick meditation, visualization, really,
mm-hmm.
that puts us directly into the theta brainwave.
Gotcha.
So that we are understanding our oneness with all that is. And from that place,
mm-hmm.
we're commanding the healing.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's different from other energy healing techniques.
So it sounds almost like I tend to reference with certain kinds of techniques that it's how they say, like, Jesus would heal people, in that he didn't heal people, he just saw them as a spiritually perfect beings as they already are, and just because he could see it and believe it so strongly, it would instantly manifest. So it's kind of like that, Sarah?
Well, I mean, it's funny that you say that, because the founder of Vajana,
mm-hmm.
she didn't want to be a healer unless she could heal like Christ could heal. So that, I think, is definitely behind how this healing modality came into being at this time.
Gotcha. And Eric, we mentioned a little bit last time about beliefs and how belief systems tend to affect a person's, I guess I would say, the ability for somebody to make this kind of change, because it's for some people, just the whole concept of like instantaneous healing is pretty alien or foreign to them, isn't it?
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
Beliefs can also support the changes. It depends
yes.
on what the belief programs are.
Right.
And theta healing, really, in its fundamentals, is a manifesting technique. It's about taking something that is in existence and then witnessing it become something different
okay.
And creating that transformation.
Okay.
So we are working with people that are feeling stuck and limited in their life and looking to clear away the limitations to empower them so that they can manifest something different, if that is in their health, if it's in a relationship, if it is in their environment, whatever that change is that, that is needed. So what we found is that in Theta Healing, we become in our manifestations based off the programs that we carry.
Okay.
Based off the subconscious belief programs.
Right.
And that ends up becoming our primary manifestation is out of the subconscious.
Right.
So to facilitate the changes and to help people open up to a new manifestation, we address the patterns and routines in their life and where these subconscious programs originate from.
Okay.
And as we go through the process of identifying these programs, we then use the technique to then change these programs to ones that are opening and more empowering and supportive of them having a healing. And then we witness the healing happen.
So if somebody comes to you and says, well, you know, I don't really believe in all this, you know, woo-woo stuff, but, you know, my wife bought me a session, so I'm coming in here. I have this pain in my back. You know, can you heal it for me? You know, if that's kind of the pattern they come to you with, there are ways to sort of change that unconscious belief system to give them the ability to receive the healing?
Well, we're working with free will.
Right.
You know, you cannot force somebody to change.
Yes.
So in that, we are then working in the session to identify these programs. And if they don't want to work on something, then we have to respect that free will.
I see. Yeah. But if they're willing to work on it.
The fact that they came in to the healing center means that they have some, even if it's a 1% belief, like, okay, maybe. So we could work from there. But of course, as Eric says, we can't make them and we wouldn't want to make them.
Right,
but
right.
definitely we could work with somebody and say, okay, well, tell me, why do you hate all this healing woo-woo stuff?
Right.
Tell me what happened in your life. Yeah, we have all kinds of little ways.
Absolutely.
So you can kind of like draw out of them why they have the beliefs that they have.
Yes.
And if they're willing to, let's say, work on that, you know, maybe the fact that they're in pain, they would rather change their beliefs than keep this pain around.
Well, see, this is where what we call downloads come in. A lot of people don't know how something feels. They don't understand, well, how could you possibly change my back pain? And so then we would give them a download with their permission. So it's exactly like if you download your computer with a program that it doesn't have from the internet, simple. We download them from all that is to them with a program like perhaps what it feels like to have hope, what it feels like to be out of pain, what it feels like to receive instantaneous healing. We would give that person a lot of downloads first, and then we'd work on them.
I see. So kind of like installing new software.
Yep.
I love that. Okay. You know what? It's time for us to take another quick break. When we come back, maybe we can just go through what is a typical session like, just sort of the structure of the session, what can somebody expect, and maybe talk about, you know, some people that you've personally worked on and give us some examples of like what people have experienced, okay?
Sure.
Great. Yeah.
Good. Great. Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. And of course, if you want to call in and ask your own questions, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media, My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty at MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is our special panel edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, all about theta healing. So, Eric, so we talked about, you know, kind of what theta healing is. Can you give our audience maybe a sense of, or let's say just, I come into your office, somebody told me you guys were great, you helped, you know, heal the pain in their foot, you know, I don't know what's going on, I have, you know, pain in my shoulder, you know, how are you going to work with me, what's a session going to look like to me?
So, a session is always designed specifically for that individual of what their needs are and what their concerns are.
Okay.
So the very first thing is exactly what you just shared. Somebody comes in, they sit down, I ask them what it is that they would like to address, what's going on, and they share with me what's happening, if it's their health, if it's a relationship or depression or whatever it is that they're facing at that time.
Physical, mental, emotional, the whole rainbow.
The whole bag. Okay. And then at that point, before going into any of the other processes, I ask them for permission, because everything in theta healing, we need our clients' permission. For.
Okay.
And I ask them for permission to do a reading on them. Mm-hmm. And theta healing is an intuitive healing technique.
Okay.
So it does bring these aspects in of doing all these different kinds of readings. So I would do a reading on what's happening in their health or what's happening in their life or... Mm-hmm. what's happening spiritually for them. And then after doing the reading, I would share with them, of course, what it is I'm picking up on and get into their history. From that, I typically roll into working with belief programs and do what in theta healing is referenced as a digging process, where we then start to address the patterns and the emotions and the beliefs of what manifested these struggles in the first place, these health conditions.
And when you say address them, how do you address them?
This is through what's referenced as active listening.
Okay.
A digging process where you're asking questions and having that dialogue of when did they first feel this way, what was happening, how did it affect them.
Okay.
And as we hit upon specific belief programs and certain emotions, we then bring in the belief work process of clearing the subconscious programs within those patterns and offering downloads to build them up in their subconscious and then blending in all of the other applications of theta healing, of working with clearing away the health issues and witness healings, working with their genetic programs of doing the gene replacement work and DNA activation. And and so that's where it does get in more specified per person.
Got you. And that would be all in one session, or that could be across many sessions?
That's the general flow of a session. It is meant to be a personal process
Okay.
for each individual.
So, Sarah, do you find that when you work with clients that, like, every session for a client is different because the people are different, or even, like, within the same, for the same person, different sessions will be different for them?
I mean, there's definitely a format mm-hmm. that we use, which is belief work, which is okay. Eric just described to you.
Right.
There's the healing. You're always going to end with a healing if it's okay. a physical issue. But, you know, the beauty of it is that each person is unique and has mm-hmm. a unique story. Mm-hmm. And so what unfolds out of the session, what people share with you is always mm-hmm. unique of why they mm-hmm. carry a program. You know, I have a client a while ago who suffered from anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so in order to discover where this originated from, I asked, so when did this start for you? Mm-hmm. And he felt back, and he was actually a child star. So he would receive a lot of attention. Okay. And he went back to this time that people were always after him and always looking for his attention. And that's when the anxiety started. And what we discovered was that their beliefs around people only want to talk with me or be around me because I'm famous, not because they value who I truly am. Mm-hmm. So once we are able to actually clear these dynamics and these programs about people's intention mm-hmm. of talking to him or being around him, his anxiety cleared and he actually was able to form a new dynamic of how you related to other people.
And you were able to help him sort of to release that belief within a single session?
Was one session. So again, it's about the person as an individual, what their story is. Everyone carries beliefs for different reasons. Everyone's mm-hmm. a different person. Mm-hmm. You'll find this even in families, that people had similar experiences but carry it in different ways.
Right.
So that's the beauty of mastering the art of theta healing, is mm-hmm. learning how to work with everyone as an individual.
Gotcha. Tara, maybe you have an example of some, I don't know, extreme case of somebody who maybe saw many healers or maybe saw doctors and like no one could do anything for them and you were able to help them with the theta healing in some way?
Gosh, my mind is just going blank. There's so many different stories. Let me try to focus
on one. Okay, let's focus
on
a physical, someone with a physical issue.
You know, I had someone, and this is a long time ago now, come in because she was feeling anxiety. She came in with some very specific relationship issues that mm-hmm. she wanted to deal with. So she didn't really understand completely what theta healing was,
right.
which is fine.
Yeah,
you know,
which I bet most people probably don't.
Most people probably don't. They're just like, I need help. Please help me.
Right.
So she was talking about these different relationships, and we did a lot of what Eric and Sarah were just talking about, mm-hmm. the digging, the finding out when did it first start. Mm-hmm. She didn't even mention to me her asthma.
Oh.
And at the very end of the session, I said, okay, so you've really done a lot of work here. You know, you've incorporated so many new beliefs into your paradigm. And, you know, this is really going to change your life. Is there anything physical that you want to tell me about that we should ask for healing? And she said, oh, well, I do have asthma, you know, but I know there's nothing you could do about that. So she didn't believe in physical healing. And I was like, is it okay if we ask? Would you like to be, what we need is permission. I said, would you like it to change if it could change? And she said, well, yeah, I would like it to change. She was like, you know, 60 or so and had it since she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have time to do digging work on it because it was mm-hmm. the end of the session.
Right.
So I asked for a complete healing, including the asthma, followed up with her. Her asthma had reduced by about 90%.
Wow.
She had been using her inhaler, I think, 4 or 5 times a day, depending on the day. She was now using it once every couple of weeks.
Wow.
If I could have convinced her to come back in for a session, one more session, I'm sure we could have gotten to 100%.
Yeah.
But for some reason, she didn't want to come back in, which always bewilders me. But that's a little belief there of perhaps it's okay for me to be 100% healed and connected, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's an example of an instantaneous healing that happened even though the person didn't really even come in for that or think that it could happen.
Interesting. Eric, I wanted to get back to a couple of things you mentioned before because I sounded way out there, which was working on DNA and gene replacement. Was that what you said?
Yeah, so...
So tell us about that, because there are probably some people out there scratching their head going, how can you do gene therapy work and replace DNA and you're not even, like, using a scalpel?
The beautiful thing is that as beings, as animals, mm-hmm. we have DNA that is programmed mm-hmm. by the experiences of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. So in theta healing, we perceive the DNA just as that, as being us carrying those memories of our ancestors. Okay. So as we work with people, the genetic programs change all the constantly. Mm. And people will find this in, hopefully science will catch up and discover that the DNA is constantly reprogramming itself and how selective it actually is. Mm. So in theta healing, we have a specific process if people do have certain genetic traits mm-hmm. where, just like witnessing a healing of an infection, mm-hmm. we can specify in the theta state, creator just commanded that this program be pulled and replaced with a new program. Mm. So it's just like changing a belief program. It's just like a download program. It's just working with that aspect of the
person. It's just, it's an ancestral program, not like an individual program.
Yes.
Or
it's
DNA
different.
Level, I guess. No? Oh, it's different? In what way?
This brings it to another side of it, of mm-hmm. the belief work, which is the beliefs are carried in different origins. Okay, so you uh-huh. have your experiences of your life. You then have your genetic memory. Right. You then have your group conscious and your past life memory. And then you have the essence of your soul. So what we found in theta healing is that the subconscious becomes programmed from all these different origins. Mm. And we put it into these four major categories. Mm-hmm. But there is a difference between a genetic program as a subconscious belief mm-hmm. and a physical program. So there's different applications
using
the technique.
So when you're working on that sort of DNA level, are you working sort of just with the individual? Or are you working sort of with the individual and their bloodline or their lineage whom they inherited this DNA from?
Well, as you work with individuals, it's going to have an effect on wherever it originated from. Mm. You know, Vianna, the founder of the technique, she first discovered how much this work will have an impact on other people in our life mm-hmm. by working on it just within ourselves. Mm-hmm. As she was traveling, she was running into all of these fears and phobias of flying. And so because her husband was so tired of them having to drive all over the country to do these seminars that were just weekend seminars, he said, you got to work on this so we can fly. And so she sat down and she works on these programs mm-hmm. and clears her fear of travel, of flying. Uh-huh. And then the next day, her mother, who had the same fear, calls up and said, by the way, I booked all these flights and I just wanted to let you know I'm going to come visit because I'm no longer afraid of flying.
Wow.
You know, so as we work on our patterns, it has an effect on our family members. Mm. It has an effect on our communities. And ripples out that way.
Right. As individuals, we sort of affect in almost an unconscious way of those people around us. And, mm-hmm. and as we internally change ourselves, we can affect positive change in the people around us.
Yeah. And manifestations work that way. You know, time is not linear going one direction.
Yes.
It ripples in all directions.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Time for us to take, believe it or not, our last commercial break of the hour. So when we come back, we'll wrap it all up. Maybe talk a little bit more about clients, you know, people you've worked with and have you talk about any events coming up and how people can find out more about Theta Healing NYC. So, everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guests this hour have been Eric, Sarah, and Tara, who are the Master Theta Healing instructors and practitioners for Theta Healing NYC. So, Sarah, during the break, we had a little discussion here in studio, and I thought I would just bring up this question briefly of, are there any negative side effects to Theta Healing? just in case anyone out there might be wondering.
Yeah, I mean, we were discussing about this idea of transforming our programs, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that right away people's concerns might be raised, like, well, I don't want to be programmed with anything that I don't want to be programmed with.
Right.
And what's beautiful and what Tara mentioned earlier and Eric mentioned earlier, the technique is not me imposing my thoughts mm-hmm. on what I think you should be or how right. I think you should live your life. It's all about allowing Source, Creator, Atanaha, the energy of all that is, to give that person what is in their highest and best.
Mm.
So it strips away limitations.
Right. And you mentioned during the break that you always include a sort of part of the healing for the, is it the highest and best good or for, what was the, how did you phrase it?
What is in the highest and best for good. This person. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Tara, I'm curious over the how long, so just real quick.
How
Tara,
long have we all been doing?
How long have you been doing it?
Sarah and I have both been doing this technique for 8 or 10 years, Eric's got about 15 years, right?
15 years, okay.
Yeah, since 2000.
Okay, so Eric, then let me ask you, over the time that you've been doing this kind of healing work, have you noticed the kinds of people or maybe the kinds of issues that they're showing up with in your office has shifted over the last 15 years? Do you find people more open, less open, coming with like more severe stuff to work on than maybe in the beginning, or not really?
Over the stretch of time, there definitely has been definitely certain trends of mm-hmm. people awakening in different ways, both as students that come through classes as right. well as clients that come in.
Right.
So I do find that what we're seeing now in classes mm-hmm. is just incredible, masterful people that
really.
Are coming in that instinctively have already done a lot of work, that that there's a lot less clearing and focused on having to build up just through health, that they're coming in more on the other side of the scale of focused more on manifesting and
gotcha.
Focused more on spiritual development.
So they're really coming with a much stronger foundation. So now they're trying to build for higher things.
In a trend,
in,
yes.
In general,
but
in
even
general,
within that, there's still these other elements where, even in that, and I think it isn't as much the people as much it is the technique that has grown, that it draws a different way of working with people. So it's more us being engaged with them rather than them being different.
Gotcha. Yeah. Sort of how you're engaging. And so what, and I'll throw this out, whoever wants to answer, what was the impetus to create this institute, this Theta Healing NYC? Why create a Theta Healing Center in New York?
You know, Theta Healing is really big in a lot of other countries. Mm-hmm. In Japan, Eric was mentioning earlier, there are now more Theta Healing practitioners than Reiki practitioners, which is a big deal
because
Reiki is huge in Japan.
Yeah,
Australia, Theta Healing is very big. India, over 20 or 30 countries now. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty big on the West Coast of the United States. Uh-huh. Vianna Stiebel, the founder, is originally from Idaho, or established her healing center in Idaho. She's just recently moved to Montana, California, always on the cutting edge. Eric and Sarah are both from California. I'm from New York. It's Theta Healing is you know, exponentially growing, but there was a sort of sad lack of Theta Healing here on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted to address. Mm-hmm. Eric mentioned when he, you know, long ago when he was 19, well, not that long ago, but a little while ago when he was 19, he saw columns of light coming all over the world. And I think that's what Eric was mentioning just a couple minutes ago, that it's kind of changed a bit from individual healing. And we still do individual healing, obviously, but Theta Healing addresses individual healing. But now we're starting to heal the world too, or be a part of this, observe the healing and the rising to a new consciousness level of the world. So we wanted to help that to happen here in New York, and it needed a center, it needed a home, a Theta Healing home. And so that's what we wanted to establish. So as well as having clients who can walk in and just have one session or five sessions or however many sessions they want, we're also a Theta Healing school where you can take all of the foundational, I think there's 15 different classes that we offer. We are a home where Theta healers can come and continue to hone their skills. We have a once a week practice group for Theta healers. We have all kinds of different events throughout the months and the year that Theta healers and the general public can come to.
And where is the center located?
We're on 1133 Broadway at 26th Street. So right near the Flatiron Building.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, right in the wholesale district, I think they call it. Now Silicon Alley, right?
It's really changing. It's so beautiful, right near the park and delicious bites.
And Eric, when was the center actually established? We were talking about this earlier, about 2 years ago, you said?
Roughly, yeah. We moved into this physical space full-time about a year and a half ago, but we have been working as a team for roughly about 3 years, 2 to 3 years now. And before that, individually, we were working together still. We've known each other throughout our entire careers of Theta Healing.
Cool.
And
so it's been really such a joy to come together, really, and have all three.
Absolutely.
And I can't imagine having our Theta Healing Center without each one of us. Like when I try to imagine just two of us, or it doesn't work. It needs all three.
Well, you know, they say that the most stable type of thing is a tripod that has three legs. Because even if you have four legs on a chair, one can be off and it tilts a little
the
bit.
Balance.
But with a tripod, it's the most balanced.
Yeah.
So there's three of you. That's why. So anything fun coming up at the center or anything special you'd like to mention before we sign off?
Absolutely.
So our... we have a couple things actually coming up this week.
Cool.
We're starting a live webinar series that is mainly focused for practitioners, but there are no prerequisites for it. And that's coming up Thursday, April 30th from 7 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And we also have a really awesome event where we do free healing circle. So so you can sign up and come in and you can actually experience a little mini Theta Healing session, get some healing done. And we also walk you guys through the Theta Healing meditation. And it's a really beautiful event. So that's
great taster.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's Thursday, May 21st, 2015, of course, 6:30 to 8.
Beautiful. And how do people find out more about the center?
They should definitely go to thetahealingnyc.com, which is our website.
Great.
It has everything on there. And
very easy. Theta Healing.
Should we tell them about our YouTube channel? YouTube.com/ThetaHealingNYC. And we do have some really exciting, a couple of really exciting events coming up. One is that we are hosting Vianna Stiebel here in New York. The founder of Theta Healing is coming here. She's teaching the basic and advanced instructors class in order, that's June 19th. Through June 24th in order to have the prerequisites to be able to take class with Vianna, who's an incredible teacher and just a master. You have to take the basic and advanced practitioner level classes, and so we do offer those at our center.
And how long is the basic class?
The basic class for practitioners is just 3 days.
3 days, okay.
And the next one starts tomorrow, April 28th. The one after that starts Friday, June 12th, and goes to Sunday, June 14th. And the advanced is also just 3 days.
So the class is usually on weekends?
Often on weekends, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they're intensive seminars, and so.
Okay, wonderful.
We make it convenient.
Thank you so much, and I'm assuming like through the website, if anyone wants to get in touch with any one of you individually, they can find you through the website.
Absolutely. They can sign up to come and have a session or a class at thetahealingnyc.com. They can also call us 212-260-5727.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Sarah, Eric, Tara. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedules. I know it wasn't so easy to kind of coordinate getting you all here
at
once.
That did take forever. Thank you so much, Sam. This has been really fun.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You're wonderful.
It's wonderful to have people doing great work come into studio. So definitely, and especially because you guys are so close, we'll keep in touch.
Yes.
So everybody, please stay tuned. Coming up next, we have a reprise of one of Kevin Barbaro's show. He's unfortunately not feeling too well today, but stay tuned. Coffee Talk 3.0 is coming up right away, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.